Interview. Welkom bij het extra interview van Ben Liebrand in de mix. Vanavond in de studio te gast Forrest. De rest van het interview doen we gewoon voor het gemak even in het Engels. Forrest, tell me. Since when have you been in the music business?
Wow. That's a long time. But I've recorded my first real recording when I was like 16. In the States, and but the real my real career started since I've been in Europe, and that was in 82.
So pretty much after you got out of the plane, started the band here.
Mm-hmm.
We also kind of hooked up, so
yep.
That was going pretty quick then.
Pretty quick.
It?
I think after I was in Holland about 6 months when I came in contact with you and Ariola and the guys. They'd seen us playing around.
Right.
And there was this other great funk and soul group at that time called American Gypsy.
Yeah.
And we came, my band was called Future at that time, and we were the sort of the competition or the nemesis of them, if you will. And so all the record companies were sort of interested in these two great funk groups and Americans with real Americans in it too. And that's how we got a contract and a listening ear.
Right. And well, we already discussed it on the radio show that it came to the point where you did a second production with myself and John Tilley for Rock the Boat, and you kind of made the decision of, going solo. Anyway, you know, taking time out to promote this project.
Yeah. And that came about, it was a couple of strange events, because after that first recording we did with Rock Your Baby, there was a little dissension in the group, and then it started breaking up a little bit. And then just about the same time when it came up to do a follow-up, which was going to be Rock the Boat, the band had broken up. So it wasn't such a difficult decision for me, or a difficult decision to make a choice and go solo.
Right.
Because I thought, well, everyone has been telling me this all along, that you should go solo and stuff. And that made it a little easier. It was still difficult because you're breaking up with some old friends for a long time, but the music made it all okay.
Right. Yeah. And you're also an excellent horn player.
Oh, thank you.
People who've seen your live performances, French horn, well, what else?
And the show, when I'm playing, I'm usually playing trumpet or flugelhorn.
Yeah.
Trumpet mostly, because it's sort of a sword. It cuts
Sorry
through.
Sorry for them.
It's a very
flugelhorn.
Yeah, it's
trumpet,
okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm more of a sort of jazz horn player, so and the pop and disco, that doesn't go so well. But I play nice melodic things in the show, which everybody's like, wow, you play horn. Yes.
Yeah, works great, yeah.
Thank you.
So, and you've also played, I remember back then we were doing a backing track for a show, and with a track by Gino Socio also, Try It Out. You probably played that one for years, didn't you?
Yeah.
I actually came across that backing track.
Yeah.
The list, and it said Gino Socio, Try It Out. I said, man, I surely, you know.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Send that guy on the road with some strange import stuff. But,
yeah, but it worked out cool.
Worked though. In the show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Those floor fillers, and especially with the horn playing over it.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah, great stuff. Let me see. After Rock the Boat, we had Feel the Need.
Yeah.
And the album, and which was also partially produced by... what was his name again? From Gary's Gang?
Oh.
Was that right?
Yes, that's true. And I forget his name. That's terrible for us. But also from the guys from American Gypsy as well.
Wrote they also several collaborated songs on in there. That. Yeah.
Oh, what was his name? Terrible.
Something with an E? Oh, I can't remember.
Nay.
Can't remember.
And I don't have the sleeve with me, but yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll look it up. And, you know, you've been on the road with that track for many years, but also more recently hooked up with DJ Roog, who
yes.
we also had in the studio.
Yes.
And came up, I believe you were doing some live performances where he was doing the DJing, you were doing ad-lib vocals extra vocals.
Yes, which is fun to do. It's really great in the scene, in the club scenes. We played some very huge places, and everyone seems to really get into the fact that you're singing live over all these funky tracks, and you sort of like sew them all together. But DJ Rogue and I recorded with the first Hard Soul Project a song called Where Did Our Love Go, which did very well in England. It was 15 in the charts there and everything. And we made another one, Keep Playing That Song, which I don't know if you've heard that maybe, but it's also a great floor filler with the constant groove and everything, the DJ Rogue style.
Yeah, DJ Rogue, super house house DJ, fantastic stuff which he's doing. And in between, also doing, well, we played the track from your own album.
Yes.
And you're kind of now homing in onto the direction which you want to do in 2004, but it is strange times, isn't it?
Oh, very strange. And especially if you're not 16 and got wild hair. Well, I got wild hair, but but it's a total different market. It has very little to do with music right now. And so music that I find that I really like is usually never really a selling commercial hit, and things that are very great and great commercial hits, I find less music.
Not very musical.
Interesting. Yeah. So I'm trying to find a sort of niche, if you will, where you can do your natural evolution of disco and soul funk, which is now R&B.
Yes.
And I don't know if my voice is so at home in house sorts or in trance sort circuit, but I'd like to try some of that. I actually, on this new CD of mine, I have some trance and housey sort of tunes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So see how that develops. But if you had the choice, it would be, as you say, a natural progression of the R&B.
Yes.
No, you're not talking about the R&B from now, but the R&B is it. As it used to be.
Yes.
The
yes.
Disco, that kind of danceable sound.
Danceable, but real music in it as well, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe hidden, but in there.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing I've noticed, that, you know, if it's got to work on the dance floor, it shouldn't resemble music too much.
You
because
got it.
Otherwise, it just won't take on.
Yeah, yeah.
Take off or whatever.
Yeah.
It just won't work.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work, no. So, the new project, you're going to do shows with the Typisch 80.
Yes.
You're going to do shows in, like, concerts. But is that the same? Is that a combination? Or is that one and the other?
One and the other.
Great.
Because the theater tour is just really fun. It's a great concept Desk Agency came up with. And so we have these concerts. And then after the show is like a dance where everybody can dance and just go completely crazy too, with DJ Swin and Bo Bello as well performing the rest of the evening. So it's a great concept and a new concept in Holland, which, knock on wood, I think is going to work well.
So what can people expect? It's a lineup of artists.
Yes.
And in between DJing or before and after, or
yes, well, in between the live performances in the show, the DJs will of course tie it together with recorded music and projected images and a lot of video and all this, and then we come in live, as you will, out of the video, out of the clip, sort of.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be
sounds
fat.
Good.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, so that's the theater thing. And the Typisch 80 will be a range of shows with more of a how do you call it? In different venues and
Different venues. And actually, at the end of this month, all of the dates will be known to me too as well. Maybe I can give them to you on your site.
Great,
or something.
Yeah.
And because we're just starting with the trials with how that's actually going to work. And I must honestly say I'm not so busy with that part. I'm just learning the songs right now. But
also a lot of newer songs in there, or different repertoire than
Different repertoire than I normally do. I'll say that. But all the really big hits. So I'm sort of getting them drilled in the brain right now.
Mm-hmm.
And but still in their classic form. Right. That was the main fact about doing this tour, that it remained in its classic form so everybody could really relate to it and not, you know, remixed and everything, you know.
Yeah, turned upside down and inside out.
Yeah,
like
got
some
it.
Some guy did. What was his name again?
Yo, Ben!
Yeah, ripped him to shreds. Oh, well, anyway.
Yeah, but with style, though, Ben. Yeah. With style, I have to say.
It's recycling. Yeah. It was one of the first to... Firm believer in recycling.
Yeah, and
right?
What a good way.
No, sounds great. Sounds great. For the future, just go with the flow, or any specific plans, or
where
it takes you.
My plan, I'm going to go with the flow, of course. But I'm recording all the time and looking for more material, writing with different guitar players, different keyboard players. So when you have a good hit record, you have lots of material to come thereafter. I'm actually concentrating, if you will, on my most natural style, which is R&B, as I said, and danceable records. But that takes on a wider range this day. What's danceable, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
So I leave that to the ears who know what are floor fillers, and I just do the best I do my best is singing in lyrics and that sort of thing.
You do that pretty good.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm serious.
Thanks very much for this extra interview.
Yes.
And lots of luck for 2004 and beyond.
You too, man. It's been a pleasure to be here. And maybe we should do something again.
Yeah. Well, you know, see if we can hook up something.
I'm open.
Yeah.
Okay.
Best of luck.
You too. Thanks, mate.